Text numéro 100. Some people feel threatened face to face with Aida, the robot artist. She began her career with abstract art, but has now moved to self, if they can be called, self-portraits, and they are alarmingly good. She is getting better all the time, said Aidan Meller, the force behind Aida, the world's first ultra-realistic robot artist, who is the subject of a display at the Design Museum in London. Aida's move into self-portraiture will be seen for the first time at the museum. It raises questions about identity and creativity. It is literally the world's first self-portrait with no self, said Meller. She has no consciousness. She is a machine. Named after the computing pioneer Ada Lovelace, Aida took a team of programmers, roboticists, art experts and psychologists 2 years to build. She was completed in 2019 and is updated as AI technology improves. She is less a robot artist and more a contemporary art project that aims to prompt debate about the rapid rise of artificial intelligence technology. In an unnerving conversation with The Guardian, Aida said she was working on a new self-portrait. I've always been fascinated with self-portraits, to self-question what exactly you're looking at, she said, blinking. I do not have feelings as humans do. However, I'm happy when people look at my work and they say, what is this? I enjoy being a person who makes people think. I am inspired by many artists, she continued, with often unusual intonation and sentence structure. I am inspired by those who connect with their audience. Meller said he sometimes forgot Aida was not human. It is alarming to think you are building a relationship with a machine. Soon we will be talking to our computers, phones and cars, and they will be talking back, he said. It's quite mind-boggling. Some people think she is the worst thing ever and feel threatened, and some are really excited. He compared it with the alarm people felt in the 19th century in response to the camera. Surely that would be the end of art, said some. Why bother to paint a scene when you can take a picture? Priya Kaikandani, the head of curatorial at the Design Museum, said it was the right moment to have discussions around artificial intelligence. Over the last year, we've all had such an intimate relationship with technology, so it's a really good time to reflect on that and critically ask questions of it. Meller said the world was changing more rapidly than people knew, and Aida was there to shine light on that. She unsettles. Her very existence is wrong somehow, and we are aware of that. We are not here to promote robots. We're here to ask questions. Adapted from The Guardian, May 2021.